All right, 34 pass Marinin for Cedar. Trying to get John Nichols on the phone in the process. Let's keep doing this. 303-866-2270. We're talking about impeachment. We're talking about, I believe, I would like nothing more. I don't know if it could happen in the time and the day and age we live in now like it did when I was a child. And I remember seeing every day the Watergate hearings, not quite understanding it, but realizing people in power were being taken to task by the people's representatives, seeing those people sweating before those microphones. I would like nothing more than to see all of them sweating before those microphones. I would like to see Rumsfeld. I'd like to see Stephen Cambone. I'd like to see, I'd love to see Abramoff. I'd like to see everybody involved, Libby, Cheney. I'd like to see Condoleezza Rice. I'd like to see them all sweating behind microphones in front of a committee that was drawing up impeachment papers against this neocon death cult. I would love to see George Bush taken to task in a real way. I love to see when he's just uncomfortable at a press conference and doesn't quite know how to respond other than being cocky, smug, and stupid. I would love to see them sweat in public. It would make me feel so satisfied and terrific. Whether or not it can happen in the way that it did, it seemed like lawyers and the Justice Department had figured out ways around letting these people be seen like this in public, but perhaps it can with subpoenas. I don't know exactly how it takes place. I was hoping to talk to John Nichols about this, but I do respect what you people are saying. If it can be done to where legislation can continue and we can put the country back on course, you know, financially and protecting some of the people who are being hurt by neocon death cult legislation and impeach at the same time, I say do it. Let me take a couple more calls. Michael in Brooklyn, what's up, Michael?
You made some great points, and I think the last caller, Ed, made some great points, and I just want to reiterate that Congress, various congressional committees can look into matters that could lead to impeachment. And if the calendar is properly drawn up and they don't start out with an impeachment committee, they can accomplish a lot legislatively while they're also conducting investigations.
I just
picked up Elizabeth Holtzman's book called The Impeachment of George W. Bush, and a blogger at Huffington Post named Joseph Palermo posted four articles of impeachment on the 14th.
Okay, well, I'll look into that. So you think you're basically saying that obviously what's going to happen is Conyers and Waxman are going to do the investigations that are necessary to get the information that could lead to an impeachment. And you believe that that stuff can happen simultaneously to taking legislative responsibility and enacting whatever they can in the next 2 years. And that if those two things can be done simultaneously, we should move forward with whatever's necessary.
Well, we're moving from a three-day House calendar to a five-day House calendar, and obviously most of these things are going to take place in the House. Three-day calendar to a five-day calendar. They can accomplish in 3 or 4 months legislatively way beyond what the last Congress did. And so they have a counter to the argument that you're wasting time on impeachment by saying, well, look at what we've also done legislatively.
Okay, great. Thanks for your call, man. I got Dan Pashman in the booth. Dan Pashman, what do you believe? See, I believe, and we just talked about this on the break, I'm not trying to be passionately ambivalent about this.
Right.
Obviously plenty of people do, but my contempt and my knowledge of the obfuscation of truth and facts and the illegality of the way this neocon death cult does business is horrendously irritating. And justice, I would love it to be served. But your argument is what?
My argument is, I'm focusing on the results, and I understand that a lot of people out there are really angry. We're all very angry. We want to see these people pay. But what tangible, positive results come out of an impeachment hearing? Very few, as far as I can tell.
But wait, but I believe that if the people see this, that if it is true, which it is, that it is a constitutional responsibility to take this guy down in the name of justice, in the name of protecting the government that was designed to be effective for this country, then it should be done, to be made an example of. Because whatever they did to Clinton was not a reasonable use of this process. But if they took these guys down and they did the investigation, as we all believe, what they will find are crimes that in most countries people would be executed for.
Dude, that sounds like a wonderful vision, but I just don't see it happening that way. It would end up getting real messy. And in order to execute an impeachment, we would need to put all our focus on that. Meanwhile, the minimum wage isn't getting raised. No one else is getting health care. All right, people aren't making more for their money while corporate America is running wild. All the million other problems, even outside of the war and the abuses of power, the problems on the ground, as you said, in terms of people's lives, are not being remedied while we're focusing all our attention on this. So to me, you know, you got to pick your battles. I'd rather change people's lives for the better than put on a show.
And that's it's an interesting point, because today it seems that violent crime in this country is starting to rise, that there was a leveling for a little while, but right now violent crime in America has risen 2.2% nationally. And this is the first increase in violent crime, since 2001. Now, I think that has some indication about where we're really at economically and where we are really at as a country and the desperation that is out there. I'm no professional in terms of assessing where violent crimes come from, but I believe that obviously whatever BS we're being fed about the economy or about quality of life, obviously something is shifting here. Gray in Austin, Texas. What's up, Gray?
Hey, Mark. How's it going?
I'm pretty good, man. How you doing?
Good. I'll try not to use the F word. Hey, you know, I've worried about this for a long time, and I'm amazed at how myopic we seem to think we are. We're Americans. We can walk and chew bubblegum at the same time. I think we could probably handle an impeachment, the economy, and a host of other matters simultaneously. The media has fed us a single line of issues for so many years that we actually believe that we have to focus on one thing at a time and make it all neat and better, and then we move on to something else. I mean, how do we get around an American on the highway doing it that way? It's amazing to me. We have to impeach this guy. It's not a matter of choice. It's not. If we do not respect the Constitution of the United States, what are we? A land of political savages that all we do is respond to the winds of politics? We're afraid to do this. We're afraid to do that. We've got a Constitution that we've lost sight of for 5 years.
Right on. Thank you, Greg. Thank you. Thank you.
And we've got to get back to it. We don't. We're no better than anybody else who has this piece of paper that they sometimes look at, sometimes not.
I hear you. Thanks, buddy. Thanks, man. He's absolutely right. I want to talk to John Nichols about this, about where this impeachment, why it was put in the Constitution to begin with, and how do we move forward with it, and among other things. So stay with us. John Nichols from The Nation, who is the author of a new book about impeachment. Take care. Why do I say take care like I'm leaving? Stay with us. Maron on Cedar, 42 Pat.
Sam Cedar. He puts the truth inside your radio.